How goes it, everyone? I'm your guest host for this show, Ezreal. Welcome to another edition of the PWA Canada podcast. This week, we start with some unfortunate news, as Ilian Habanero has suffered a broken ankle and will be out of action for the immediate future. More news on Ilian will be posted on our Facebook group in the days to come. But on the flip side of injury is recovery. I am very happy to announce that Zach Merrick has been medically cleared to resume training after suffering an injury back in September. Merrick has been a surly man as of late, so we are hoping this brightens his mood. Get better soon, Ilian, and welcome back, Zach. This Saturday, PWA returns to the Navy League Hall in Campbell River. This will be for the Shaw TV tapings. Tickets are now on sale at Fitness Etc. on Dogwood Street, or on our website, pwacanada.com. And also on the day of event at the door. I have two special guests on the show for you this week. One is Lenny Lilac, who, well, always has an interesting story to tell. And the other is the before-mentioned injured Ilian Habanero.
This Saturday, PWA Live Pro Wrestling is coming to the Navy League Hall in Campbell River, BC with a special event. This event will be filmed for Shaw TV that will be airing PWA Wrestling this February. Doors open at 6 p.m. and 6:30 bell time. Tickets are only $10. Kids are free if they are 4 years old or younger. Come see all your favorites, including Haviko, Nolan James, Rhea Von Slasher, and more.
A lot of our listeners at one point hated this man more than almost any other wrestler or manager in Pure Wrestling Association. Now, things have done a 180, and almost everyone is cheering on the name Lenny Lilac. Lenny, thanks for taking a little time out of your day to be on the PWA Canada podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Fans know a lot about what you have done in PWA over the last 4 years, but tell them how you first got started in the wrestling world.
I got a job working at International Championship Wrestling, which was the Hart Brothers School of Wrestling. I sold advertising, and so I worked in the office there, where I spent most of my time with Waldo Von Erich pretty much daily. I drove him around, and that was my job. I just expanded it from there. That's where I started.
Cool, great. Well, moving forward to when you met Eddie Osborne, you guys hit it off, similar minds. You start by just trying to bring more awareness to PWA, but then you actually become more involved. Tell us how that all came about.
Yeah, I owned a store on, like a toy store and stuff, and I met him and Jeff Black. He used to hang out in my store, and we had a mutual friend named Matt Lees, and he kind of got us together and found out who each other were, and then I started hanging out at the shows and just... Then I started doing a little managing and just evolved from there. We all seemed to get along pretty good, and we all had one common goal, and it was to make the show better.
Cool. Well, how did it feel to actually start getting into the action and starting to work with the crowd and get a response?
I don't know. As soon as I walked out, people don't like me. So when I first started, it didn't matter what I did. The more I was around them, the more they hated me. So it was quite easy. Obviously, if you get into wrestling business and you don't have nerves when you go out there, they always say you shouldn't go out there. But I was nervous, but I just naturally have a way of getting people to get mad at me, I guess.
Well, you definitely get noticed then.
Yeah.
Looking back right now, do you have any quick highlights that you think of when you think of your time in PWA today?
I enjoyed the Alpine Club is really a unique environment. It's like, it's not like anywhere else you go to see independent wrestling. It's kind of like, I describe it to the other guys and stuff, it's like 1979 and nobody remembers that it's not, and it's just like everybody there seems to want to just wants to believe in the product, and so it's not like the product that you see on TV, or it's not like other indie wrestling. It's just something unique on its own, and the fans react so well, and everything you do they just buy in. And I mean, we tell a lot of stories, which is a lot different from the a lot like the wrestling that's going on in other places.
That's awesome. You've been bouncing back and forth a lot lately between manager and wrestler. It's been rumored that you would like to be wrestling on every event, but the powers that be sometimes hold you back. So with that, yeah, any thoughts on that?
I have no comments.
Okay.
Booker, yeah.
That's a safe comment.
Yeah, the booker will make his decisions. I'm always ready to wrestle. I currently don't have anyone that I'm managing, but that's being said, I don't mind stepping back in a managerial role. People want to win a championship. They know I can get them to the top. I've proved it many times. Everybody who hangs out with me becomes a champion. Everybody who fights me, they know what they're in for.
Okay, well, with that being said, do you have anyone you have your eyes on right now? Is there anyone you're looking forward to managing going forward in the future here?
Well, you know, there's nobody I really have my eye on. Right now, I'd like to get my hands on a couple of people. I wouldn't mind kicking that Texas ass, and I wouldn't mind getting my hands on Corey Hart for a time or two. That guy drives me nuts. I just want to punch him in the mouth. And I mean, sure, I sound like a bad guy and everything, but you know, the fans love it, and they want to see me choke out a weasel just the same as you do.
That's all sounding great, Lenny. Well, we got to keep these in, we're keeping these interviews short right now, but we will be doing extended PWA Canada podcast in the near future, and really hope to have you back as one of those guests.
I appreciate it.
All right, and with that, before we let you go, what are you looking forward to the most about the January 21st event in Cambridge?
I like to see all the fans of Cambridge. We do a show there every July for Canada Day, and everybody comes out. They don't always get to travel around, so the people of Cambridge, I'd be happy to see them shake their hands, you know, and we'll slap a few faces and get them to chop a couple friends and make some things happen in that place.
Beautiful. Thanks again, Lenny.
No problem.
And now, the roll call of champions for the second week of January 2017. Your Pure Wrestling Champion, EO Mike Bescher. The Elite Women's Champion, Beautiful Bia. Our Tag Team Champions, Modern Day Warriors, Jimmy King and Joey Allen with Tex Lexus. The Pure Violence Champion, Cremator Von Slasher. Ontario Champion, Carl LeDuc. And our British Columbia Champion, TJ Harley.
January 21st, PWA returns to Cambridge, Ontario with Winter Warfare. This event will take place at the Hespelar Arena in the Beehive Hall. Doors open at 7 p.m. with a 7:30 p.m. bell time. Tickets are on sale now at pwacanada.com and are also at the door. C. Elite Women's Champion Beautiful Bia returned to the ring to take on Alexia Nicole. Plus, Reggie Marley and Juan Ortiz with Lenny Lilac look to dethrone Tex Lexus's Modern Day Warriors, Jimmy King, and Joey Allen for the Tag Team Championships. Eazy-E takes on the ever-popular hacker Scotty O'Shea. Mike Hart will be in action as he battles Corey Spades, Hitman for Hire. Brandon Jacobs takes on Hardcore Hick, and Cambridge's own Super Kamikaze battles Andrew Davis. All this and more, Saturday, January 21st.
And at this time, I am joined by Elian Habanero. Hello, how you doing?
Cuba. I'm doing Cuba-ish.
Great. Well, first, I'd like to wish you a speedy recovery and now find out what you're doing with your downtime.
Well, I'm doing a lot of upper body training, but my foot is busted, so I'm not doing much of that. Just doing a lot of sit-ups, that's pretty much it. Getting ready to come back full 110% here.
Keeping active then.
For sure.
Good to hear. Well, some people might not know this, but Elian has been writing songs for years under the name Mayhem. You want to tell us all a little bit how that got started?
Just growing up as a kid, I was always into the rap. I mean, it started with Tupac and Snoop, and I was always into West Coast, so I was just, it was a passion of mine, just like the wrestling. So I just was always a big fan. And then I got a microphone. So I started recording some songs and I made a couple for PWA and for some of the wrestlers and stuff like that. Some of them are on YouTube. It's just a fun hobby that I love doing.
That's cool. I definitely feel you on that one. Wrestling and music are both my biggest passions in life. They're both great ways to help express yourself and just have a lot of fun. How do you feel the two relate, and do you think music and wrestling complement each other?
Oh, yeah. I don't think, especially when like WWF back in the 80s started doing like the ring entrance musics and stuff like that, that really just made the product way better than when they used to come out to no music. It really complements them. I find they have a lot of similarities, like a lot of entertainment. A lot of people can, you can almost be a character in music as well. Like some people have, like, can bring out a different side of their personality and through their music and stuff like that, where wrestling is the same. You can take one part of your personality and really amp it up. And I just find they go hand in hand good. And is there two better things in the world other than music and wrestling? I don't think there is.
I have to agree with you on that one. Talk a little bit about working with the crowd, both also music and wrestling. You're both have a crowd you're working with. It's not just you out there.
Yeah, well, I'm a really shy person, but I've found in the last couple of years I'm able to get past that and just, instead of worrying about embarrassing myself, now I just embarrass myself and it seems to work better that way. As far as music, I've never done any performing or anything. I just like record songs in my house and upload them on YouTube. It's more of a hobby, the music, but the wrestling is truly my number one passion. And I just found you have to embrace it. If people are paying money to see you, you got to be someone that they're willing to pay to see. You can't just go in the ring and do a couple moves and expect them to care. If you want them to care about you, you got to give them a reason why.
Putting yourself out there. Well, you're talking about the wrestling theme songs from growing up. Did you have any, what are some of few of your favorites that you're still singing to this day?
Well, I had this one tape, and I can't even remember what it was called. It was probably around 98 it came out, and it had, like, Hakushi's music and Goldust music and, of course, like, The Undertaker and all those. But I always really loved Hakushi and Goldust, their theme. But they were no singing on them. They were just instrumentals. But
yeah.
I could put that on and fall asleep to that, listening to it on repeat.
Interesting answer for sure.
And now I kind of like the AJ Styles song because my kid plays this game on Xbox One called Roblox.
Oh, yeah.
And they have 10 songs that play over and over, and that's one of them. So it's gotten so stuck in my head.
As long as you like it.
Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
For sure. Any specific musical inspirations you had growing up?
When I was young, I just kind of like was into whatever my friends were like into, and they were mostly West Coast, like growing up a lot with a lot of the natives around Campbell River and stuff. They really loved Tupac and just all the West Coast, like all the Death Row and whatnot. And then once I like started spreading my wings and getting into stuff on my own, I really got into like Styles P and AZ and those kind of guys. I'm a really big Cassidy and Fabulous fan, even though they're not as hardcore, I guess, but I like lyricists more than the songs. Like, I'm not a big catchy hook guy. I don't like the pop songs. I like the lyricists.
So are you the same old story when it comes to hip-hop? You started writing poetry and found music?
Pretty much. Well, it wasn't poetry. I was writing lyrics. I used to just have, like, a notebook where I would write song lyrics, but I never did anything with them for 10 years. And then I started playing around. I became a single father with nothing to do at nighttime, so I started playing around with my laptop and I bought this microphone and thought I'd give it a go. So I wrote a couple songs for my son, and they went over well. Like, I found a way, I can't make my own beats, so I found a way I could jack the instrumentals off YouTube and just, you know, kind of like make mixtapes and stuff like that. But I never really fully committed and put a lot of effort into it. It was just something to do that I like to keep busy, kind of.
Well, when it's something you love, you can't really ignore it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, I will always love it. I'll be 80 years old listening to Eminem.
For sure. Well, back to wrestling a little bit before we let you go. I want to get a few of your picks on some of the matches for the upcoming event January 21st in Cambridge.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, I kind of don't like talking about it because I was supposed to be on that show, but you know what? Like, let's do it, man. It's fine with me.
Well, okay. First one up here, we got Bia and versus Alexa. Who do you got?
Well, I don't know. B is just coming back from an injury herself, but so that makes her kind of vulnerable. But at the same time, I think she's like going to come back with a lot of fire and passion and maybe a bit of a chip on her shoulder that she might not have had before. Because I found when I was out with an injury, it gives you a lot of time to reevaluate who you are and how you're going to come back even stronger and work on the things that you may not have done well before. So I'm going to have to go with B on this one.
Okay.
I don't think she ever loses. That's what my son says. She never loses.
Safe bet then. Next we have Eazy-E versus Hacker. Who do you got?
Oh, nice. Well, one thing I'm going to say, that will definitely be a phenomenal match. And Hacker's only did a couple shows with us recently, and he's definitely got something to prove. But Eazy-E also just back from an injury. He's really on pace to be the next pure wrestling champion if that title ever comes back out these ends. So, unfortunately, even though the guy drives me nuts, I'm going to pick Eazy-E.
Okay, and finally, Super Kamikaze versus Andrew Davis. What's your thoughts?
I'm just excited to see Super Kamikaze back in the ring as well. We got a lot of returns going on in this show. So I'm just going to pick Super Kamikaze just because we had a great feud before. We've been through a lot of matches, and I'm just rooting for him on a personal level.
Cool. Well, thanks for your thoughts there. And thank you so much for taking time out today to be a part of this PWA Canada Punk podcast. You've been a great guest, and we can't wait to see you all healed up and back in action.
No problem. And, of course, one more thing to say. I love wrestling, and I love podcasts. You have a good night, buddy.
Well, that about wraps up our show for this week. Thank you all for tuning in, and check back every Thursday for a new episode of the PWA Canada podcast. If you want to hear more from me, Ezreal, find me on Twitter anytime, @withEzreal. And if you want to find out everything that's going on with PWA Canada, check out pwacanada.com. Follow them on Twitter, follow them on Instagram, and check out the Pro Wrestling Academy. Thank you all. See you next week.